Hello, everyone. Happy Wednesday night. It's good to be here with you all for Holy Spirit Guides. what I'm going to do is give you a link to the first message that we're going to look at. Maybe the only message. It's a little long. We'll see what happens. Typically, what we do is we look at messages on reginadonacres.com. But this message has a picture with it, and I didn't know how to post it. I'm not technically that advanced, so I didn't know how to post it on reginadonacres.com. So Phil posted it for me on his site. So we're still going in chronological order, but we just have to hop over to Phil's site for this one message called Clarity. Hey, Lisa. hey, Ivy and Danielle and everyone else. It's nice to see you all. What I would like to do before we get started is I would just like to go and join with the Holy Spirit in prayer, and I would appreciate it if you all would join with us. Thank you. Holy Spirit, I want to say thank you for your guidance. I also just want to speak to us for a moment in a prayerful way. And I want to ask us to be patient with ourselves and have confidence. We are awakening. Again, I want to say to us in a prayerful way, have patience with ourselves. Have confidence. We are awakening. Holy Spirit, I feel certainty regarding this fact, and I want to thank you for guiding me to this point of certainty. I want to say thank you to you, and I want to express my certainty for myself and for all of my brothers and sisters who possibly have not yet met that point of certainty within their own minds, who may harbor doubts that awakening is possible, or at least that awakening is possible for them. Right now, Holy Spirit, I hold everyone in my arms. I hold everyone in my arms joyfully. And I say, rejoice. I promise you, we are awakening. And I thank you, all of you that I am holding in my arms. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for joining me on this path of awakening. Holy Spirit, as we look at whatever messages we look at tonight, I ask you to guide us. Help us to see whatever is most helpful to see. And of course, to realize whatever is most helpful to realize. Thank you in advance for the gifts you are about to give. Amen. All right, gang, It's just a few of us tonight. Do you know why? I guess I don't know why for sure, but I suspect it's because we're competing with the American Idol. What do they call the final show? It's the one where they announce the American Idol. Yeah, Adam. Go Adam. Of course, I kind of like Chris too now. So, but yeah, Adam's been my favorite. Yeah, the finale. That's it. We're competing with the American Idol finale. Lisa's taping it. Cool. Jasmine is watching. I saw the first hour, and the first hour was very good. I enjoyed it. She's watching, so we may hear every now and then she gets very excited and she runs in and, yeah, gives us an update. So we may hear some screams and some updates. So Dove, you like Adam? I like Adam. I think Adam's pretty cool, but I like Chris too. But I do think Adam is rather brilliant when it comes to music. So we'll see what happens. It'll be fun to see what happens. Suzanne likes Adam. Yeah. Suzanne voted for Adam. Okay. Yeah, we don't vote here. We just enjoy watching. It's really the only TV show that I watch. You know, we started watching it when we moved here. Because that year that we moved here, there was a contestant from Albemarle, from where we live here in North Carolina. And in fact, she's a neighbor of my brother. And the lady across the street is a school teacher and knew her, had her. Her name was Kelly Pickler. And because Kelly Pickler was on the show and everybody in the local area watched it, that was the first year we watched American Idol. And now it's just become a thing. We watch it every year, but to be honest, I think this year has been the most exciting since, you know, our local hometown hero, Kelly Pickler, was on it. So it's kind of fun. We'll see what happens. Yeah, Lisa says, you think you can dance starts tomorrow, but really, this is the only show I watch all year. This is the only TV show I watch. So by tomorrow night, I'll be retired from the TV until next January when American Idol starts again. Not really retired from the TV. I sit with Jasmine while she watches TV, but it's typically more children's shows like Disney Channel and that kind of stuff, and I'm really being with Jasmine more than watching TV myself. American Idol's the one show that I seem to enjoy. So, I gave you all a link, but maybe somebody else has come into the room, so let me give you the link again. This is a message that we're going to look at that came, when it came, there was a picture in my mind. So I drew the picture. The picture, of course, is just a symbol. just a symbol, but symbols can be helpful. Basically, what happened was somebody asked me to interpret a part of the Ur text for them. And I don't know if I posted the exact part of the Ur text that I was interpreting, but you guys may recognize it if you know the Ur text. I had never read the Ur text. In fact, at this point, I don't think I was even quite certain what the heck the Ur text was. But the person sent me some paragraphs from the Ur text and asked me what they meant, and I read them and had no friggin' idea. They literally said nothing to me. There was no way with this thinking mind I could have told anybody what that meant. So what I did was I went to Holy Spirit and I asked Holy Spirit to please help me. Please interpret these paragraphs for me. And then I sent them back to the person who had asked. So that's what we're looking at here. I think Cynthia may have popped in the room since I gave the link. So let me just give it one more time since we're just getting started. And I will just begin reading at the top. It's been about 3 years since I've looked at this, so I really don't even remember what it says. So let's just begin at the top. Holy Spirit says, clarity can never come from words. Clarity comes from willingness to receive and accept understanding. Please give me your willingness now. First of all, I think that opening's tiny paragraph is really worth looking at because a lot of our spiritual teaching is delivered in words, whether it's delivered via audio, as we are experiencing now, or in a book like NTI or A Course in Miracles. A lot of what we study, a lot of what we use as we're awakening comes to us in words. But Holy Spirit is telling us that clarity can never come from words. Did you hear that? Clarity can never come from words. So what that really means is A Course in Miracles, NTI, these teachings, it's all just an aid. It's all just an aid or a tool. But it is not the true source of our clarity. And in fact, we can see that sometimes on discussion groups like the Peace of God, where we see people looking at the same set of words in A Course in Miracles and having, you know, very strong discussions about what those words mean. If a sentence can mean one thing to me and one thing to you and something else to someone else, there is not clarity there. So the clarity cannot come from words. I think we should just accept that as a fact. Even though we're going to continue to use words, we're going to continue to read and study words, I think it is worthwhile to accept as a fact that clarity can never come from words. And then, of course, the next question is, where does clarity come from then? And the second sentence answers that. Clarity comes from willingness to receive and accept understanding. Clarity comes from willingness to receive and accept understanding. Now, I used to be a professional trainer, a teacher of adults rather than a teacher of kids, a teacher of adults in a business environment. And I'm a trained teacher. I actually went through some of the best training that a professional trainer can receive, maybe the best. Really, I was very lucky. So I'm a trained teacher. And there are some very simple things that we learned, however, that were most important. Regardless of the hundreds of hours I spent learning to be a teacher, I think the very simple things were the most important things that we learned. And one of those very, very simple things is you can never teach someone who thinks they know. So one of the first things a good teacher might do is help people realize they don't know. Because if a good teacher can help you realize you don't know, what happens is you open up and you then provide, out of an awareness that you don't know, you then provide your willingness to receive and accept understanding. Without that willingness to receive and accept understanding, you cannot learn, or in this case, you cannot receive clarity. So Holy Spirit is acting like a good teacher here. Holy Spirit is telling us the clarity can never come from words. And for most of us, if we operate on the intellectual level, that first sentence is a shock to the intellect. And then Holy Spirit says clarity comes from willingness to receive and accept understanding. And if we have a desire to awaken at this point when we hear this, we then humbly are willing to bow down within ourselves and say, I do not know. Please teach me. Please give me clarity. And in fact, Holy Spirit says, please give me your willingness now. And then Holy Spirit says, a picture or a diagram is useful only as a symbol to assist in your acceptance of this idea. The idea, however, is abstract and cannot be depicted in a symbol. So do not become attached to the picture. Though you'll notice that we have a picture on the screen. It's really just a rectangle, a vertical rectangle. And this represents, I'll call it the totality of consciousness. The totality of consciousness, for lack of, you know, any words given. And right smack dab in the totality of consciousness, we have, well, really a little above right smack dab in the middle, we have who I think I am. Who I think I am. I'd like to direct your attention to that part of the diagram. Who I think I am is human consciousness. Who I think I am is human consciousness. Just below that, we have the human or the individual subconscious, which are actually thoughts that you can see in your mind when you become trained by Holy Spirit to see them. But until you are trained by Holy Spirit to see these thoughts in your mind, they seem subconscious. They seem outside of your awareness. What I have since learned is actually all of the information within consciousness is available to our awareness. So it's only outside of our awareness as long as we allow it to remain outside of our awareness. But if we are allowing a subconscious, then we have an individual subconscious. Below the individual subconscious, you'll notice there is an ego, which means that the ego is something other than the individual subconscious. And we're going to learn about that as we read further. And then below that, within this diagram, we have the Holy Spirit, which I think one way of looking at this is between my conscious experience, who I think I am, and Holy Spirit, there's two levels of stuff, that literally blocks our awareness of Holy Spirit. And so if we haven't done any of the forgiveness work or purification work that helps to release or erase the individual subconscious or the ego, we might not be aware of Holy Spirit within us at all. Doesn't mean it's not there. It just means we've blocked it out of our conscious awareness. But then above who I think I am, notice we have a little section there called awareness and connection. And notice awareness and connection has a dotted line rather than a solid line. I'm giving the link again for Bill who just popped in. But notice it has a dotted line or a line with spaces that go out into the area called truth. What this really means is that all of us have access to pure and perfect realization at any time. All of us have access to pure and perfect realization anytime. And in fact, I've talked to many, many people who started the spiritual path because they had an experience of pure and perfect realization. That experience that came from this upper part of consciousness that has a dotted line so there's space where truth can come directly into the mind, this was what made them start the search. They had this experience and they had to find out what it was and how to return to that experience on a permanent basis. So this is the diagram. And now what Holy Spirit is going to do is explain the diagram to us. So below the diagram, I'm going to continue reading. And again, these are Holy Spirit's words. Oh, wait, I think Jasmine is coming. Yes, dear, what have you got for us?
Guess who Adam Lambert's singing with?
Who is Adam Lambert singing with?
Kiss.
Ooh, Adam Lambert is singing with Kiss. Maybe we should...
I didn't know that first, and he was on black, and he had these wired wings, and I was like, what the crap are you wearing?
But yeah.
I was like, what? And then this guy came out, I was like...
Okay, so tomorrow I'll have to go on YouTube and watch that. That sounds interesting.
It made me scream a little bit, because I was like...
Okay, thank you for the update.
Yeah, kind of good.
Okay, so Kiss and Adam Lambert. That's funny because Jasmine has always compared Adam Lambert to Kiss. So I guess somewhere in our consciousness, they heard Jasmine because that's who he's singing with. So that's kind of funny. All right, so again, back to Holy Spirit. We love Adam Lambert, but back to Holy Spirit. We're all Adam Lambert fans. All right, here we go. Within this diagram, there is a level of conscious self called who I think I am. This is actually a collection of thoughts with applied meaning and judgments that define you and your world for you. This level of consciousness is pure illusion. And I remember writing that sentence because, again, this was several years ago. This was January of 2006, I think we're in now. At this point, again, I really didn't like it when Holy Spirit said to me things like, who I think I am is pure illusion. I was extremely uncomfortable with Holy Spirit whenever it said things like that to me. But this is the point. The way that I, meaning Regina, alone, without the clarity that has come to shine through in my mind. But if we ignore that clarity for a moment now and just look right back at Regina before any clarity truly was shining through, the way Regina defined herself and the way Regina looked at the world and defined all of you and everything she saw, every bit of that is illusion. That's what Holy Spirit's saying. There's not an ounce of truth in that individual perception, who I think I am. Not an ounce of truth. And if that makes anybody's heart beat a little faster with fear, I understand that, because that's how it made my heart beat when I heard it. There's a place in NTI, it's in NTI Matthew, where Holy Spirit basically says something about, you know, you're afraid that if you follow me, your world and, I can't remember the exact quote. I wish I could, but the idea is you're afraid that you're going to find out that your world and yourself isn't true. He says, this is why you don't want to follow me. You're afraid that you're going to find out that your world and yourself is not true. And then he says, but that's exactly what you're going to find out. You know, he just says, that's exactly what you're going to find out. That's what you're going to find out, is that what you think you are and this world that you believe in is not true. But that's good news, he says. You know, that's good news. And sometimes if we're still at a level of not being able to recognize that is purely good news for ourselves, and we're at a level of still being fearful when we hear these types of ideas, we just need to put our trust in Holy Spirit. And we wouldn't be here on this spiritual path if we weren't capable of doing that. So we just need to put our trust in Holy Spirit. And we need to say, show me. You know, show me. Lead me. Show me in a way that I can see. Show me that it's good news that I am not who I think I am, and that the world is not what I think it is. And Holy Spirit will guide us and teach us in a way that works for us. Here I am hitting the microphone. So here we go. Again, this first paragraph. Within this diagram, there is a level of conscious self called who I think I am. This is actually a collection of thoughts with applied meaning and judgments that define you and your world for you. This level of consciousness is pure illusion. Below who I think I am, there are varying levels of subconscious. These levels of subconscious feed the conscious with thoughts, concepts, and beliefs, which the seeming conscious selects from and reacts to without awareness that it is doing such. So I think this is what I meant when I said that really all of these thoughts are within consciousness. And this kind of says the same thing. It feeds those thoughts up into consciousness, and we select from them and we react to them without being aware of it. And this is what Holy Spirit can do for us. Holy Spirit can help us become aware of these choices that we actually are making in consciousness. So the truth is, even the idea of subconscious is a symbol. There actually is no subconscious. There actually is only consciousness. But it seems subconscious because we are not looking, because we are not aware of the thoughts and ideas that we are choosing from and reacting to. But Holy Spirit brings our awareness to that, and then the subconscious just disappears. So again, below who I think I am, there are varying levels of subconscious. These levels of subconscious feed the conscious with thoughts, concepts, and beliefs, which the seeming conscious selects from and reacts to without awareness that it is doing such. The first level of subconscious is the individual subconscious. This level of thought and belief is acquired within one or more lifetimes through the belief that one is an individual traveling through space and time. So this would be the individual soul's subconscious. This level of subconscious is based upon illusion and in reaction to illusion as if it is reality. This is the subconscious that you seem to make in reaction to your experiences within the world. The primary belief on which this level is built and maintained is the belief that illusion is causative and you are the victim of the world you see. So within one lifetime, if you were to have experiences as a child, possibly physical abuse, sexual abuse, extreme humiliation, those types of experiences, as an adult, you may explore that level of subconscious with, for example, a therapist. And the therapist, believing in the world, may well believe and teach you that the reason you are now having whatever difficulties you are having as an adult is because these things happened to you when you were a child, and they are now in your subconscious and directing you. But that is based on a belief that the world is causative. That is based on a belief that what happened to you as a child is causing you to be the way you are as an adult. And what Holy Spirit is telling us is this is still level of illusion. This is still total illusion, just like the who I think I am level is illusion. And in fact, this level of subconscious can go beyond the experience of one lifetime. You know, I have talked to people who have been to channelers or hypnotists or someone who has made them aware, or at least seems to make them aware, of other lifetimes. I'm not certain these stories are always true or not, but it's irrelevant whether they're true or not. Makes them aware of other lifetimes, and they believe that the reason they have a certain habit or a certain idiosyncrasy in this lifetime is because such and such happened to me in another lifetime, they'll say. And what Holy Spirit is telling us is that is illusion. That is still based on the belief that the world is causative. So that is just as illusory as the who I think I am consciousness. So it really is an error, if our goal is to awaken, it really is an error to go to a channeler or go to a hypnotist or whoever may help us look at a previous lifetime, dig up what happened in previous lifetimes, and say, that's why you're afraid. You know, you're afraid to talk about A Course in Miracles around your family because in a previous lifetime you were a priest who was scoffed at by villagers, you know, mocked and made fun of, and now you're very afraid to speak truth. If we buy into that story about my previous lifetime experience is the cause of my fear or my phobia in this lifetime, we're still believing illusion. This is not awakening. So let me read that paragraph again. The second level of the subconscious is beyond the belief. Oh, sorry. The first level of the subconscious is individual subconscious. That's where we're at. The first level of subconscious is the individual subconscious. This level of thought and belief is acquired within one or more lifetimes through the belief that one is an individual traveling through space and time. This level of subconscious is based upon illusion and in reaction to illusion as if it is reality. This is the subconscious that you seem to make in reaction to your experiences within the world. The primary belief on which this level is built and maintained is the belief that illusion is causative and you are victim of the world you see. And what I really like about the last sentence, I see freedom here. What I like about the last sentence is he says, the primary belief on which this level is built and maintained, which means this level of subconscious stands, and this level of subconscious feeds us, and this level of subconscious does direct our experience and our behavior as long as we maintain the belief that illusion is causative and we're victim of the world we see. But the opposite of that is, if I am willing to let go of the belief that illusion is causative, this level of subconscious can no longer affect me. So I am not a victim of this level of subconscious. Yes, Jasmine. What's up?
I want to be in the final two of American Idol. Really, really. Huh? They got two sky blue four fusions.
Okay. Okay.
Sky blue.
Okay. Jasmine's favorite color is sky blue. So now we're really excited because Chris and Adam both got sky blue Ford fusions.
You know Steve Martin?
Steve Martin. Yes, we know Steve Martin.
He's singing with Megan the Tattoo Girl and Michael Sarver, the oil
version. Okay, so Steve Martin's singing now. Okay, thank you for the update.
He's playing the banjo.
And playing the banjo.
Anyway.
10 o'clock, my love.
10?
Yeah.
I'll give you all the
updates. Okay, she says she'll continue to give us the updates. All right, so let's go to the next level of subconscious. The second level of subconscious is beyond the belief in the individual and beyond the belief in space and time. The ego is the metaphysical belief in separation that is shared within the mind of the sleeping Son of God. This is the dreamer of the dream. This is the first level of illusion. This is the level at which healing must take place. This is the level of mind that seems to project space and time and the belief of individual bodies and souls. At this level, the Son of God is not separate, although it is completely deluded into thinking it is, since it is fully focused on the level of experience above, which is the conscious and the individual subconscious. So in the diagram that we looked at then, and I will go ahead and share another link for people popping in the room now. In the diagram that we looked at then, the individual no longer exists. When we get to the ego level of subconscious, or the second level of subconscious, but the ego still exists. But this is what we could call shared ego belief, where we may have individual ego belief above that branches out of shared ego belief. You know, like, I may have one phobia and you may have a different phobia, you know, at the level of individual. When we get to the level of ego, we're more at the source of those phobias, and those fears, those mistaken ideas are all shared. There are no differences between the mistakes in your mind and the mistakes in my mind at this level of the ego. And when this level is healed, the two levels above it are also healed. So, for example, this is the level where we let go of the belief in separation. And if we let go of the belief in separation, everything that came out of that belief is also healed. So again, the second level of the subconscious is beyond the belief in the individual and beyond the belief in space and time. The ego is the metaphysical belief in separation that is shared within the mind of the sleeping Son of God. This is the dreamer of the dream. This is the first level of illusion. This is the level at which healing must take place. This is the level of mind that seems to project space and time and the belief of individual bodies and souls. At this level, the Son of God is not separate, although it is completely deluded into thinking it is, since it is fully focused on the level of experience above, which is the conscious and the individual subconscious. Also, it's interesting when A Course in Miracles talks about reincarnation, it actually seems rather non-committal. And in fact, it's non-committal enough that looking at the words only with a prior belief already held in the mind, it seems that those who firmly believe in reincarnation will read that section of the Manual for Teachers and say that A Course in Miracles says there is reincarnation. And people who have a firm belief that there's no such thing as reincarnation will read that section of the Manual for Teachers and say, A Course in Miracles says there is no such thing as reincarnation. So if people are still holding to whatever their prior beliefs are, when they read that in A Course in Miracles, they seem to see there what they think it's going to say, which takes us back to our first sentence, and clarity can never come from words. If we look at this diagram, though, we can see exactly why that is so. Because at the level of illusion, okay, at the level of illusion, or what we call the individual subconscious, individual soul and reincarnation seems to be. But that is pure illusion. And there's another level of subconscious, which is called the ego, which is actually before, not in time, but in, I don't know what to call it, not in time, because it's always now. It's just before. That level of ego that is before is before individual soul. It's a constant, it's closer to truth. And it's all of us together. There's no separation of us there, although there still seems to be a separation from God. It's still a level of constancy, it's closer to truth. And at that level, there couldn't possibly be reincarnation because there is no individual soul. So this is why A Course in Miracles and the way it's worded seems non-committal and can be read either way. Because it really depends on what level you are looking at as to whether you see reincarnation or not. Reincarnation is an experience with an illusion, but illusion is illusion. And when you step a level back from that, there is no individual soul, therefore there is no reincarnation. And in fact, NTI, I think it's NTI 1 Peter says, there's no person that you have to truly let go of, not from this lifetime and not from any other, because there never has been a person, there's only been the thought of persons, the idea of persons. And looking at this diagram, we can see exactly how that's true. Because there is a shared ego, even now, where the split into individual souls does not exist. It's still a level of illusion, but it's the first level of illusion. It's only further deeper into fantasy, into non-truth, that individual soul exists. So, in that way, reincarnation is a non-truth. But within illusion, it may very well be experienced. You may have had many, many lives, and you may even have prior life memories. Pretty amazing, huh? But as we already discussed, it is not helpful at all to awakening to look at prior life experiences and to say they are the cause of personality attributes or phobias or habits in this lifetime, because that is saying, that is still the same as saying, I am victim of the world I see. You're just saying, I'm victim of the world I saw in a previous life. But it's still believing in illusion. It's still believing illusion is cause. Healing cannot occur at that level. Healing cannot occur at that level. At some point, we must say, no, 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 I am not this way because of what my parents did to me or because of what happened to me in a prior life. I am this way, having this experience, this phobia, because of an error in my mind, period. And ask Holy Spirit to help us heal that error. Yes, Jasmine?
Who's Rod Stewart?
Who is Rod Stewart? The child, the 12-year-old child wants to know who Rod Stewart is. He was a very, very famous star when most of us were your age or older, somewhere between 12 and 32, depending on how old we are now.
We must be old because he looks old as crap.
He looks old as crap, Jasmine says. Therefore, we must be old.
He's whispering, basically. I can barely hear.
She's not impressed with our Rod Stewart. Yeah, Ivy says he is old. Lisa May says he is old. And we are old. Compared to you, Jasmine, we are all old.
Yeah, 81 years. All right. All right.
Okay. All right. So let's move on to the next paragraph then. Here we go. What seems to be the lowest level of the subconscious is the Holy Spirit, which is not a low level of subconscious at all, but it is a level of subconscious that exists between the level of illusion and reality or truth. This is the level of subconscious that sends miracle impulses into the illusion of space and time in order to call the mind back to its reality. This is awareness beyond the dreamer of the dream, but it is aware of both the dreamer and its dream. It is able to send messages to the dreamer by passing through the dream itself. This is necessary because the dreamer has forgotten that it is dreaming and it is fully focused on the dream. Now, if you look at this symbol that we've been given, this drawing, notice that the Holy Spirit being at the bottom of the picture, the Holy Spirit would not be at all confused by thinking we are individuals. Because what the Holy Spirit sees is the ego, only the Holy Spirit knows not even the ego is true, but the Holy Spirit sees we have a shared ego experience, that we are one, one dreamer. So although the Holy Spirit may seem to speak to us as individuals, as Regina and Lisa and Ivy and Bill, you know, and Teddy and Danielle and Dove, you know, and Christopher, Kate, etc., the Holy Spirit never is confused thinking we are that individual, because the level the Holy Spirit is closest to is the shared ego. So really what Holy Spirit is doing is directing one shared dreamer in order to wake it up. The Holy Spirit is directing or leading one shared dreamer in order to wake it up. And you can see that, I think, very easily in this particular diagram. But because we don't know we're that one shared dreamer, because we're focused on the level of who I think I am or individual subconscious, the Holy Spirit meets us within the dream where we think we are and guides us in that way. But the Holy Spirit is not at all confused about who we are. The Holy Spirit has a clear view of what is going on. So again, what seems to be the lowest level of the subconscious is the Holy Spirit, which is not a low level of subconscious at all, but it is a level of subconscious that exists between the level of illusion and reality or truth. This is the level of subconscious that sends miracle impulses into the illusion of space and time in order to call the mind back to its reality. This is awareness beyond the dreamer of the dream, but it is aware of both the dreamer and its dream. It is able to send messages to the dreamer by passing through the dream itself. This is necessary because the dreamer has forgotten that it is dreaming and it is fully focused on the dream. The truth is everywhere, and so it is depicted around the diagram. The self, at all its levels of consciousness, is capable of an awareness of or connection to truth. This opening to reality is depicted as the superconscious, which is, of course, what we saw at the top of the diagram with the dotted line. Since it seems to bypass the levels of subconscious and reach directly into the experience of truth. So again, many people who have still had very strong who I think I am, very strong individual subconscious, very strong shared ego beliefs, have not gone through any purification or any healing at all. Many people at that level of sleep have had experiences of awakening. And that's why, because we all have access to that superconscious. And for many people, that's what started them on the spiritual path. They had a temporary experience of awakening, whether it lasted a moment, 8 hours. I've heard of them lasting 4 months and 9 months. And then ending. And that starts them on the spiritual path because they want to know what happened to me, how did this happen, and how do I get back to that experience. So the truth is always available, and experiences with the truth are always available. Okay, now here we go. This was all Holy Spirit explaining the diagram. So now I say, thank you. This is clear. Now, how is this useful to us in our healing? And the Holy Spirit said, first of all, it shows that reality isn't what you have always thought it was, and you aren't who you have always thought you are. And again, this was given to me at a time when I would have thought that the world was reality and I am Regina. So he is saying I'm wrong. I think Jasmine's coming with an exciting idol update. Hold on. Yes. Okay.
They were doing a female. That was saying female. It's Tatiana.
Oh, Tatiana. Do y'all remember Tatiana?
They were in the season. And Ryan Seacrest was like, okay, Tatiana, just stay right there. We'll get back to you. We have to go to commercial. And then she kept walking. And then two security cars tried to get her down. She was like, oh. And then she got her.
Okay, so security had to do something with Tatiana because she was not following Ryan Seacrest's directions.
She didn't listen.
She wouldn't listen. So if you guys know Tatiana, she does not listen.
She took his mic and told me, like, this is how I want, this is how I'm going to do it. You know you want to hear the siren for the fourth time.
Okay, and then she's singing.
And then, well, only a few notes. And
what's
then
it?
Security
come
guy
here.
Came to
come here, love.
Singing.
Hey, come here. I only have 12 minutes to get through this, so why don't you let me teach? Come back at the very end and tell us who won. Until then, let me teach, okay?
Okay.
Bye. Wait, I wanted a kiss. No kiss. Okay, I guess I'll have to get a kiss later. Okay, so back to Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit says, first of all, it shows that reality isn't what you have always thought it was, and you aren't who you have always thought you are, meaning the world is not truth and Regina is not truth. It also shows that you are connected with your brother even at the level of ego. And we saw that. There's only one dreamer of the dream. There is literally a shared ego, not 6 billion different egos. And that was very clear within the diagram. And so I said, can we talk about that a bit more? And Holy Spirit said, ego exists at the level of mind. Individual subconscious and individual consciousness are not at the level of mind. So obviously, Holy Spirit is using the word mind here differently than what we might think of as an individual thinking mind. He's actually using the word mind differently. And in fact, I would say the best way to define the word mind here would be oneness, a oneness awareness, a shared awareness, a oneness. So that's how the word mind is being used in this particular paragraph. Ego exists at the level of mind, or a shared oneness awareness. Individual subconscious and individual consciousness are not at the level of mind, or shared oneness awareness. Those levels are merely a projection of thoughts which then creates the thinking mind. The thinking mind is a projection of shared mind. The mind is literally projecting these thoughts and then experiencing them as if it is within the thought. But as we have seen in the diagram, the level of mind is a different level and not within the thoughts that it projects. The thoughts projected by the ego are like receiver and transmitter thoughts. They allow the ego to experience its own thoughts without being contained within them, just as a dreamer experiences a dream without actually being in the dream. And I said, okay, please continue with how this is helpful to us in our healing. And Holy Spirit says, this diagram depicts reality as all-encompassing, and it depicts the ego as a small blip of error thought within reality. It shows that the error is focused on itself and has lost touch with reality, but that reality continues unencumbered by the error. You can see that, you can see from this depiction that when the error is undone, it will just disappear, and reality will never have been affected, not even for an instant. This depicts illusion as illusion and completely unnecessary to truth, which means that it also shows that you do not need to hold on to illusion unless it is your choice to do so. In other words, you are free. And I'm giggling at my reaction here. Notice what I wrote. Ah, yes, I see it. And now we are back to simplicity, aren't we? I mean, I something obviously clicked for me during this writing. I saw for the first time something, and I don't have a specific memory of what it was that clicked for me on that day, but what we are looking at here is a shift. A shift occurred within my mind that day. Of course, there have been many, many shifts since then, but this is how we come to see differently. And I think maybe what I want to talk about is what happened at the very beginning of the message. Remember, at the very beginning of the message, Holy Spirit said, understanding never comes from words. Understanding or clarity comes from your willingness to receive and understand. Please give me your willingness now. And I can assure you I did that. And so what's happened is Holy Spirit's going through this symbol. Holy Spirit's going through these words. But what really happened is because I gave my willingness for clarity, a shift occurred through this description. Something clicked in my mind, and I saw simplicity in all of this. And I don't remember exactly what that something was that day, but maybe as we keep reading, we will see. So let's continue. Holy Spirit says, yes. Okay, yes. So Holy Spirit, I'm sure, is answering my thought. Yes. The Holy Spirit is your bridge through the dream, from the dream to reality. Your way out of illusion is to deny the voice of delusion and to listen to the voice that speaks for truth. So that must have been what I saw, which sounds very simple to me now. But that must have been what I saw. I must have got it at that moment in a very deep way that the only thing I had to do, like I didn't have to do anything else, the only thing I had to do was discern between ego and Holy Spirit in my mind, choose not to listen to the ego, and choose to listen to Holy Spirit. And if I just did that one thing, that would lead me to awakening. And for me, that was simple. That's why I said, ah, yes, I see it. And now we are back to simplicity, aren't we? In other words, I don't even have to understand this diagram. I don't have to know anything about these different levels of subconscious. I don't have to pass a test on the different levels of subconscious. The only thing I have to do is learn the difference between ego and Holy Spirit in my own mind, not listen to or follow ego, Yes, listen to and follow Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit will lead me out, even if I don't know anything else. If I can just learn that one thing and practice that one thing, I will awaken. And that, for me, was really good news. So Holy Spirit says, yes, the Holy Spirit is your bridge through the dream, from the dream to reality. Your way out of illusion is to deny the voice of delusion and to listen to the voice that speaks for truth. And I said, the body is nothing but a communication device into the mind. And the Holy Spirit said, exactly. And when I said the body is nothing but a communication device into the mind, that actually was a pretty serious shift for me. I do remember that. At the beginning of this message, Holy Spirit told me that who I think I am and the world that I think I see is pure illusion. And I told you I didn't like that at that level. That still made me nervous. What we're looking at here now at the end of this message, so a definite shift has occurred in my mind in the time it took to write this message. What we are seeing at the bottom of this message here is that I am accepting now. I am giving my acceptance that who I think I am, Regina, which I'm referring to as the body here, is not my reality. My reality is back at that shared mind level. And anything that Regina seems to learn, to accept, to practice, all that is doing is talking to our one shared mind. All that is doing is waking up at that level that was called the ego, or the second level of subconscious, or the dreamer of the dream. All that is doing is talking back to that level and healing there. Because remember, Holy Spirit said healing can only actually occur at that level of ego. And so I'm realizing that there is no individual that's waking up. This is the shift that occurred for me in this message. It's actually pretty powerful. There is no individual that is waking up. But the seeming individual is being used to awaken the mind that is beyond the individual. And that's a pretty powerful shift. So, and again, I don't remember who it was that asked me to ask this question, but right now I want to extend my gratitude to that person, because that person led me to understand at a greater level of understanding that I am not Regina, that I am not this body, that I am not this thinking mind, that I am literally one with all of my brothers, that my experiences are literally shared experiences, that my awakening is honestly for everyone, because we're one. That's the shift that occurred for me during this message. And it broke it down to something very, very simple, that all I need to do is discern between the Holy Spirit and the ego in my own mind, not listen to ego, and be sure to listen to Holy Spirit and practice everything it asks me to do. So I'm really grateful for this message, and I want to thank you all for showing up to go through it with me. Now, I have a minute left, and I would think that my daughter should be running in here any minute now, letting us know who won, Chris or Adam. So I don't know. We'll see if she shows up in the next few seconds, and if so, maybe we can learn together. while we're waiting, does anybody have any questions or comments on this particular message? Oh, they said the show's going to run long. Well, I may have to let go of the mic. But then I guess that's good. We can go watch it, right? Go watch it live instead of learning together. Yeah, I'll see for myself. Okay, so thank you all for coming and hearing that message with me. Ivy, I'll see you tomorrow night at our local Course in Miracles group. everyone else, I will see you on Friday at 2:00 for the NTI study group. Also, usually I teach on the first Saturday night of every month, but this month, instead of teaching the first Saturday in June, I'm going to be teaching the last Saturday in May. So May 30th at 8:30, I will be continuing with the Inner Ramana messages. So maybe I'll see you then. All right. Good night, everyone. Let's go watch American Idol.